Hi everyone, my name is Xinwei Xue. I come from the Azure Machine Learning Data Science team. Today I'm going to talk about how to implement predictive maintenance with SQL Server 2016 R services. I'm going to talk about the background as well as the detailed steps on how we plan to implement these models. And joining me together is James Ren, who comes up from the same team. He's going to do the deep dive demo for us.
Hello, everyone. I'm James, a data scientist from Azure Machine Learning Group. I'm very excited to join Xinwei here to show the workflow of this SQLR.
In this video, we're going to talk about the background, give an intro to predictive maintenance modeling, and show you how to build and deploy predictive maintenance models with SQL Server 2016 R services. And then that will be followed by a demo with James Ren, my colleague here. Microsoft has two advanced analytics platforms for the customers to use. One is on the cloud, which is the Cortana Analytics Suite. The other is on-premise with SQL Server R services. Today, we're going to talk about how to use SQL Server R services for predictive maintenance template. And this SQL Server R services will enable users to leverage the scalability of Microsoft R services, as well as the convenience and the efficiency of SQL Server. Our team has built a number of machine learning templates for customers to use. So what is a machine learning template? The goal of the machine learning template is to present the standard practices of solving a particular machine learning problem. And if you enable the users to quickly build and deploy machine learning solutions, and typically has a data schema predefined, it has a data processing feature engineering steps that enable for the users, and it comes with the pre-selected algorithms for users to train with, and also evaluation metrics that is specific for this machine learning application. And come with these steps is the detailed documentation. We have built a number of machine learning templates, which includes the predictive maintenance, retail customer churn, online fraud detection, retail forecasting, and text classification. Today, we are going to focus on the predictive maintenance. So what is a predictive maintenance? Predictive maintenance typically predicts when a failure happens. It enables the users to take actions before a failure actually happens, and this will benefit the users by minimizing the maintenance and the failure costs. So the first step is to predict when the failure happens. Then we need to have a maintenance schedule, and then we actually perform the maintenance. There are several typical predictive maintenance scenarios. So first question to ask is, what's the remaining lifetime value? Will it fall within a time window? Within which window will it fail? What failure type does it belong to? Today, we're going to use this aircraft engine data to showcase three problems. What is the remaining lifetime of the aircraft engine? Will it fail within a time window? Which time window will it fail? So here is an overview of this predictive maintenance template. In the first step, we do data preparation and feature engineering. In the second step, we do the model training and evaluation. We train that with a number of algorithms for three different problems, as we mentioned previously. And in the third step, we'll operationalize these models as stored procedures for prediction with new data. Next, we're going to talk about how to implement predictive maintenance with SQL Server R services. With the SQL Server R services, the users can work on an R IDE and send the script to run in a SQL Server and then get the results back. Once we have developed the model, we can deploy the model to SQL Server using the following steps. We can calculate these features in a stored procedure. We can train or retrain the model in a stored procedure as well. At the last, we can make predictions with new data with the stored procedure. Our predictive maintenance template with SQL Server R services, we provide two versions of code. One is with R IDE, the other is with SQL Store procedures that runs in SQL. Introduce to you how we do the data preparation, feature engineering, model training and evaluation, and then finally deploy the model as a store procedure and being applied to the new data. We have developed a PowerShell script to run the steps end to end, and James is going to walk through that in the demo. In the end, for production scoring, users can apply the models to new data and generate scores and save the scored data to the database. Next, James is going to go through the demo.
As Xinwei has already mentioned in his slide, there's two parts about this whole process. The first part is about development R code. I will show you, we do this in R IDE. So this is the first step about the data preparation. You can see from here this, we load the train data into SQL table and create train features after get the data from the SQL. The next step is about the train normalization. So we want to normalize all the train data before applying to the model. After the data is trained, so next step, we want to test this model. First, we need to bring in the test file from the SQL table. So this step show you how we load the test data into SQL table. This part is about data labeling. So we do the same thing as train data. We create test features and normalize it. So this file is about data preparation and the feature engineering. After this part is done, we want to apply the training the models and validate it. This file is about, I will show you the regression, how we train the regression models. So first we do the we select the feature that we want to apply to the model. Here, so four models we selected to train the decision forest modeling here, and boosted tree modeling, poison regression modeling, and the neural network regression modeling. After model is trained, we want to validate with the test data and write the test predictions in back to SQL. Okay, so after we done this part, that means we already finished the development. We want to deploy this into the SQL server. So next step, I will show you how we do that one, so step by step, automated by PowerShell script. This is a PowerShell script we will use to automate this workflow step by step. Okay, so I will invoke this PowerShell script from this Windows PowerShell ISE. This PowerShell script needs two input parameters. One is the SQL server. So we're using this DSR. Another parameter is the database name, which database we will use to store all our files and stored procedures. Okay, let's start it. So in the first, we need to input what's the SQL username and the password for this username. Let's go through this PowerShell script. So now we are in this step. First, we need to update the SQL related parameters. So So answer yes. So next workflow is about create and populate, train and test tables in database. This is the current bounding PowerShell script. This step is mainly you need to create SQL tables and populate with the train, test, and choose the CSV files. Here the answer is yes. So first step, we populate table, train table. This is a truth table. Okay, all the table created and populated with the data. So next step is about data processing and feature engineering. The first is create the stored procedure in the SQL, and then do the feature engineering. So this will take some time. Let's look at the SQL script over there. This is the structure for this workflow to contain all the files. In the feature engineering, you can see this is the SQL script. Let's take a look what it does. So this is the standard SQL stored procedure. We wrapped R code into this stored procedure. So this is the R code. We take them from our development world. So first we do the compute the rolling means, aggregate the features. And so finally, we need a normal data normalization and write back this normalized training data into the SQL table for further processing. Okay, so here, let's go back our PowerShell script. We done the feature engineering. So next workflow, so after you get your training data and the testing data prepared, we do the training. So here, let's see, the answer is yes. This will train the regression models. The first, we create and upload the stored procedure, and then we train the model. So this takes some time. Let's look at what this step is doing. Go back here. This folder contains all the files really required for training the regression models. So this like train regression, this B tree means a binary tree. And we have all the files here. Okay. After the model is trained, we save it back into the SQL table for further reference and use. So here after the model trained, we want to validate these models and collect all the performance metrics. Okay, let's go through this step. Answer yes. It's testing regression models. Okay. So for this step, we'll invoke like test regression models. So this SQL script. For the next, we do the same thing for binary classification and the multi-class classification. So, okay, so it will do the same thing as the regression models. So first, create and upload the stored procedures, and then training the model. So for this step, all the related files is in binary classification, this folder. So this contains all the SQL script required for training the binary classification models. After model is trained, we save it back and used for testing or validation or production. So next, after this is trained, we perform the testing. Okay, this is fast. The last step is about training and testing multi-classification models. Let's answer yes. Show you this. This is the folder contain all the scripts required for multi-class classifications. The here. So this including the script for training and the testing. Okay, so after model is trained and saved, we want to do the validation again here. So this will do the testing of the model that we just trained. Okay. Up to here, we finish all this workflow. And finally, after you get all the models and get all the performance metrics, you can select which model is the best and using it as a production model. So after you have that model ready, you can do the feature engineering by calling executive feature engineering production for the production data. And also you can call this execute production regression models. So this like in our case, the regression model is the best. We want to use it for production. So you can call it and do the scoring for the production data. Okay, so this is the whole workflow of this demo.
To summarize, we have introduced the predictive maintenance template. We have showed you how to build and deploy this template with SQL Server R services. And Jim has done a great job doing the demo.
You can always come back to check for more updates. Thanks for watching.